Model Test 7.
一，情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number 1. Chinese panda baby is loved by many American people, and it returned to China on November 19, 2019.
Yes, welcome the cute boy back home.
Chinese panda baby is loved by many American people, and it returned to China on November 19, 2019.
Yes, welcome the cute boy back home.
Number 2. I prefer cloudy days in summer. They make me feel comfortable.
I think so. We will not get burnt if we go outside.
I prefer cloudy days in summer. They make me feel comfortable.
I think so. We will not get burnt if we go outside.
Number 3. I'm wondering who invented football. It is so fun and helpful for people to keep a good health condition.
It first appeared in China, and it was called 足球 then. People played it only with feet like now.
I'm wondering who invented football. It is so fun and helpful for people to keep a good health condition.
It first appeared in China, and it was called 足球 then. People played it only with feet like now.
Number 4. Susan, do you know Fan Shufeng? I want to be a policeman like him in the future.
Yes, he is a hero. He behaved bravely in the fight against COVID-19.
Susan, do you know Fan Shufeng? I want to be a policeman like him in the future.
Yes, he is a hero. He behaved bravely in the fight against COVID-19.
Number 5. I love China, especially the natural scenery here. I want to visit all the famous mountains during my holiday.
That's a good idea. You can also enjoy the fresh air.
I love China, especially the natural scenery here. I want to visit all the famous mountains during my holiday.
That's a good idea. You can also enjoy the fresh air.
二，对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number 6. For me, listening is the most difficult part to learn English. What about you?
Compared with writing, now, I find speaking is the hardest one.
Question. Which part does the girl think is the most difficult for her to learn English? For me, listening is the most difficult part to learn English. What about you?
Compared with writing, now I find speaking is the hardest one.
Question. Which part does the girl think is the most difficult for her to learn English? Number 7. We usually visit our relatives or take a vacation during the spring festival, but this year was quite special.
Yes, all of us just stayed at home.
Question. What did people do during the spring festival this year? We usually visit our relatives or take a vacation during the spring festival, but this year was quite special.
Yes, all of us just stayed at home.
Question: What did people do during the Spring Festival this year? Number 8. Excuse me, could you please tell me where I can find a science book?
Well, you can start by checking it on the computer over there.
Question: Where are the two speakers? Excuse me, could you please tell me where I can find a science book?
Well, you can start by checking it on the computer over there.
Question: Where are the two speakers? Number 9. We haven't seen each other for a long time. What have you done these days?
I have been doing housework in my house. My parents are so busy with patients recently that they hardly have time to do it.
Question: What are the girl's parents? We haven't seen each other for a long time. What have you done these days?
I have been doing housework in my house. My parents are so busy with patients recently that they hardly have time to do it.
Question: What are the girl's parents? Number 10. Come on, get up and enjoy the sunshine outside. You have been in the same place for the whole afternoon.
The book Lily lent me yesterday is so interesting that I can't put it down.
Question: Why didn't the girl move? Come on, get up and enjoy the sunshine outside. You have been in the same place for the whole afternoon.
The book Lily lent me yesterday is so interesting that I can't put it down.
Question: Why didn't the girl move?
Three语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文。请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
What is the best thing you've heard a teacher say? I've always been learning quickly. When I was 14, I was bored with class.Because I was reading two grades ahead of my class. As I learned more, I looked down upon everything. I couldn't help showing off my talent every chance I had. Besides, I often questioned what the teachers said and made fun of my friends. I didn't realize my problem until Ms. Smith came along. She was new to our school,and was a perfect goal for me. I became a troublemaker in her class. However, she wasn't angry and kept silent. One day after class, she asked me to go to her office and said, "Knowledge is meant to give you power, not pride. Today, you are one of the top students in the room, while tomorrow you won't be."There would always be someone much smarter and more hard-working than you, and when that happens, all the pride in the world wouldn't be enough to save you from the downfall. Everything that you have learned will all be for nothing if you don't learn the lesson. I still remember her words up to now. I remind myself that I should keep going, and she was right.
What is the best thing you've heard a teacher say? I've always been learning quickly. When I was 14, I was bored with class because I was reading two grades ahead of my class. As I learned more, I looked down upon everything. I couldn't help showing off my talent every chance I had. Besides,I often questioned what the teacher said and made fun of my friends. I didn't realize my problem until Ms. Smith came along. She was new to our school and was a perfect goal for me. I became a troublemaker in her class. However, she wasn't angry and kept silent. One day after class, she asked me to go to her office and said, "Knowledge is meant to give you power, not pride. Today you are one of the top students in the room, while tomorrow you won't be. There would always be someone much smarter and more hardworking than you. And when that happens, all the pride in the world wouldn't be enough to save you from the downfall. Everything that you have learned will all be for nothing if you don't learn the lesson." I still remember her words up to now. I remind myself that I should keep going, and she was right.
Four, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
Food delivery workers have hard work. Can robots do the same work? A U.S. company has invented a meal delivery robot called Serve.With two eyes and four wheels, it can drive down sidewalks thanks to the cameras inside it. Still, a human driver can take control of it a few miles away if there is any problem. There's also a help button, touchscreen, and video chat display. Customers or passerby can use them to ask for help.The robot can carry up to 22 kilograms and travel 48 kilometers on a single charge. When the robot arrives near the customer's place, it sends a message to the customer to pick up the meal. Customers can unlock it with their phones or a password easily to pick up their meals. The robot can also send food from restaurants.Then, delivery people can finish the last mile. The company has begun testing the robot in some parts of San Francisco, U.S. The robot is really helpful. The robot can save us money and time if it can be used in the future. Thanks to the development of science and technology, our life has become more and more efficient and convenient.
Food delivery workers have hard work. Can robots do the same work? A U.S. company has invented a meal delivery robot called Serve. With two eyes and four wheels, it can drive down sidewalks thanks to the cameras inside it. Still, a human driver can take control of it a few miles away if there is any problem.There's also a help button, touchscreen, and video chat display. Customers or passerby can use them to ask for help. The robot can carry up to 22 kilograms and travel 48 kilometers on a single charge. When the robot arrives near the customer's place, it sends a message to the customer to pick up the meal.Customers can unlock it with their phones or a password easily to pick up their meals. The robot can also send food from restaurants. Then, delivery people can finish the last mile. The company has begun testing the robot in some parts of San Francisco, U.S. The robot is really helpful.The robot can save us money and time if it can be used in the future. Thanks to the development of science and technology, our life has become more and more efficient and convenient.